Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. You're going to have to forgive me for this episode because my voice is a little hoarse, okay? I've been screaming this whole weekend, and you want to know why? Because your girl is now a lawyer. I finally graduated school, and I'm having so much fun. Actually, I'm here with Stacey. And my friends were at my house earlier today and we were talking about drinking. So the rest of my friends are like, they can't drink. They have shit to do tomorrow. And I said, bruh, I'm gonna drink, get wasted till the day I join KSL. I have suffered for this degree. So from now on, you call me Wakili Gladys Kabira, guys. Okay? Not GK Nyambura. Let's just give that one a little rest for the rest of the year. Until next year, okay? Until I join KSL, it's Wakili for you, okay? Ooh! You guys, my dreams are coming true, and that's just so cool. Anyway, the noise that you're hearing, the unnecessary noise you're hearing in the background, is my friend called Stacey.
Yes.
Stacey.
Yes?
Unajua venye watu wanakupenda kwa hii podcast?
Wapi, Wakili, ni show. Wakili, I've said it, Wakili Tajiri.
Hey, Wakili Tajiri.
Wakili.
Yeah.
Tell us, Wakili.
Put some what? Respect on my name.
Yeah.
Put some respect on my name, honey. Listen, I'm having a good time. In fact, I'm having a beer right now.
Cheers.
Cheers, honey.
Cheers, baby.
The beer is slapping. It's hitting souls in parts in me that I didn't even know I had. Also, oh my God, you guys, have a crush on somebody.
Let me tell you something. Love is a beautiful thing. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. No, listen, yes. I'm actually literally obsessed. Quite literally obsessed.
And he's also obsessed with you.
Yeah.
So, yes, twins.
Listen, I blacked out yesterday. I met this man yesterday, did I not?
Sunday. The day before yesterday.
Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday. Yeah.
Oh, yesterday was Sunday.
Yeah, yesterday was Sunday. Oh. So Saturday.
Oh, yeah. On Saturday, that was my graduation. He pulled up for my graduation. I feel like I'm TMIing. Also, no,
but it's okay.
Yeah. Like, this is
give
my life.
Give the story. Exactly. Yeah. You're a Wakili now.
Exactly.
Exactly.
If you have anything to say about it, take it up with the courts. Okay, with
or shove it up your ass, because nobody
also,
asked.
I realized, actually, that's someone probably closing that window.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that I don't have to be nice.
Exactly.
I'm a lawyer. Like, I don't have to be nice. It's people will come to pay me to be mean.
Exactly. And to defend.
And to defend.
Wow.
So if that's actually, it's so befitting. I feel right. In my heart.
It fits your soul.
Because that whole thing of being nice all the time. I've never even been nice all the time.
Exactly. That's what I told you today.
Yeah.
You've never been nice. Now you're
just.
I'm
not a nice person.
No, you're not.
Yeah. I'm a good person.
Yeah. You're lovely.
But nice.
And beautiful. But yeah. Nice? No.
I'd be bullying my friends. That's
every
how I
day.
Talk.
You bully me every day.
Yeah. But that's how I show you my love.
That's I don't want.
To feel my love.
Feel it.
That's how you feel my love, okay? Okay, babe?
Correct.
Yeah, that's how we express our
yeah, love. But it's beautiful. It's not the mean kind.
Yeah, we know a person who's mean and we don't.
Imagine. Shame on them.
Shame on them for real.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me tell you guys about my boyfriend.
My man.
Let me tell you guys about my man.
Thank you to my man.
Ooh. So, my best friend invited him for my birthday.
I thought I was your best friend.
Not too hard on me, Then he pulled up with her. Oh, no, actually, you know, she told me about him before.
Oh.
And then I was like, I like the idea of him. Like,
he nice.
He sounds like someone I'd want to, like.
Plus, it's good vibes.
See?
Yeah.
Meet?
Yeah.
And then I saw him at the party and I was like, oh my God. I kept telling Glo, I have a crush on your friend. I have a crush on your friend. Oh. In fact, remember when we were at the club and we were, and people were dancing and they're like, Nyambura, get up. You need to start dancing.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, not too much on
me. I don't dance.
I don't dance.
All I do is sing.
Win, no matter sing. What.
But
this boy came and just like held my hand and told me let's dance, and I was like, yes,
I'm ready, I have dance moves.
Then you know, I told him, by the way, I have a crush on him when we were walking from the gate, like, ooh, into the club.
Yeah.
And she slapped my stomach.
Why did she do that?
I don't know. And then I asked her, why did you do that? She said, I'm not telling you. I'm like, okay.
Oh my God. But let me tell you, this particular weekend has just been beautiful.
I had the most fun.
That was just back to back to back to. That's beautiful.
And I had two graduation parties. I have another one on Friday. Guys, it's a party till I say it's no longer a party.
Exactly.
It's not over until the fat lady sings and I'm the fat lady.
Exactly. And you've not sung and yet.
I don't remember singing. I don't remember singing. Anyway, so that's just one aspect of my life. And you?
Let me tell you.
You're single now.
Silence.
No.
Moment of silence.
You have to say it on the podcast, so you have to stand on business.
But I've been standing on business.
Have you?
I have. Mm. Let me tell you. Mm. I've been single since 2000.
Eh?
Okay, now, but I'm serious. This time.
For the 70th time.
Guys, you forgive me. Yeah.
Means to forgive.
I'm standing on business. I'm entering 2024 on a clean slate. Let me tell you, it's very clean, by the way.
Guys, it's so clean. Stacey's phone was bingy word. She was bingied. Her phone is gone. She has another one. But her phone is gone. She's left her ex, her boyfriend. She's left her boyfriend.
My man.
Ati who?
Continue.
Don't talk about that nigga.
Oops.
You've left him and you don't have a new, you don't have your old phone.
Yeah.
What else has happened?
There was a third thing. I've forgotten.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it's a clean slate. 2024.
She's just starting life. And I like that.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Oh, my contract ended.
How so many things. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So her work contract ended.
So it's now a clean slate. Ukweli, ukweli.
Yeah.
It's a new, fresh start in another county outside Nairobi. Yeah.
Minta kupinji. Out of that
Tani
county.
Pinji aje.
Hmm? Kwani, how long are you gonna be there?
For I think 3 weeks.
Kai,
I know.
Ntapata na msukumo wa moyo.
Shtuko.
Shtuko. I don't know why I keep saying msukumo.
Why do you say msukumo?
I don't know.
We said mshtuko.
It's mshtuko wa moyo.
Tell me, how's your December? Are you in the festive mood?
Yeah, oh my God.
Of course, of course.
Oh my God, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm literally obsessed with someone. Mm-hmm. I've graduated.
You're a wakili now.
My dad said he's the proudest dad in the whole world.
Yeah.
My mom has been smiling ear to ear. And that's just given me so much joy.
You are loved at home.
I'm so loved at home, bro. Yo. When I tell you, I had two parties and they were both full. And there were like three tents with round tables.
And ending food.
And food that just kept flowing.
Amazing photography. You guys are about to, you're not ready.
You're about to witness that world class production.
Nobody's ready.
There was a director, a producer.
Oh, it was a whole cast.
It was a whole cast.
Exactly.
Yeah, all the walls are staged and we are its people.
Exactly.
Yeah, listen, my party, kukata na shoka has nothing on me.
Mimi kata na ikashoka na ikago. Above.
Yeah, above, exceedingly abundantly.
Exactly, above and beyond.
So the first party was for my family, and then the second one was for my friends. And I just, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I had two cakes. My first cake was books. It was so pretty. I was so... And my auntie surprised me because I'd been looking for people who could do that cake for a while.
Yeah.
And then everyone kept saying, no, we can't be able to do that.
Yeah.
I also asked someone and she said, it's going to be 21,000. I said,
Jesus.
Brother.
For cake.
For cake. Yo. I just need a DIY. So then I just
people
buy the oven.
Eat at home, yeah.
So then I just buy the oven exactly. And the ingredients I make for my family.
That was a crazy amount.
That's actually so crazy. So I sent my auntie alternatives and she was like, shh, don't worry about it.
Rest, baby girl.
Daddy is home.
Exactly. Rest. Put your feet up.
Yeah. So I ended up getting the cake that I originally wanted. She didn't tell me that she was planning that. So it was such a pleasant surprise. And then I got so much money. I got so many gifts. I had so many people come tell me how proud they were of me and how I made them so happy, you know? And so everyone kept giving, like, my family is very sentimental. So people would be called to the stage and they'd say something they like about me, which is what happens on my birthdays as well. But, like...
That was just beautiful.
Yeah, it's just
beautiful, so, to say the least. That was just...
I remember even my high school teachers pulled up on me.
Imagine.
Like, oh, bro.
And the whole... all of them had something to say. That was just
And were all so sweet and nice.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Everybody had, like, an intimate moment.
Yeah, with like, me. And I love so that. Yeah. Oh, my God. You guys, I'm loved at home.
Exactly. Ain't nobody tell you nothing. I'll tell you, you're loved at home.
Ever mistreat me thinking I can't run back to my father's. My dad actually, when he was feeding my cake, he said, cakes like this will be plenty at home. And my mom said, just know you can always come home, Nyambura. She said, just know you can always come home. And that's
I'm
just like,
That's just amazing.
I've struggled with feeling like I can't go home.
Yeah. It's been a minute. Like it's been a journey.
Yeah,
but the expression of love on that day,
yeah,
oh my God,
Stacey Kwanzaa, you were there for when there was no love at all.
I've been here this whole time.
Yeah,
it's been
the transition is so gorgeous. It's just a beautiful thing to
that's
watch.
Just beautiful.
Yeah, I'm so obsessed. Like my mom never used to kiss me. My mom never used to hug me like that.
Kai.
She never used to tell me she loves me. And neither did my dad.
Yeah.
And now we are all so touchy.
Exactly.
Like, I love you so much. I love you so much.
They were
so
standing
much.
With you every single time. Yeah. Just, oh, wow.
Holding my hands to support me as I walk.
Yeah.
Just touching my face. My mom was kissing me, wiping my tears. It's just, I love that. That's what
And they just kept telling you how proud they every single time they got. They've been saying Nyambura just requested to have her friends over.
Yeah.
Your parents said, let me tell you, your parents are saying, just so you know, for your friends, in case there's anything ever for your friends, we'll be present. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's what my dad said.
Yeah. I was like, gosh.
We'll support
your baby's in Uganda.
Literally, my mom is out here collecting you kids like Infinity Stones.
He was even saying, hi, my children.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
I'm so happy about the party with our friends. And then, we didn't talk about Blue Martini. So, on Friday, after the party, the church, my family is very, what's it called? My family is very... churchy.
Religious,
yes.
And the pastor was funny as hell.
When he kept telling me about Nigeria.
Imagine!
My mom was not having it.
My mom was not laughing.
It's not funny.
Yeah, it's really not funny.
You know what made my dad upset?
Yeah.
My dad was like, Allah. He was so upset. No, not that.
Oh.
The day before. Oh, no, actually, it's yesterday. It's on Saturday, yeah? Someone came and then he said that I'm Nyambura's. My brother is Nyambura's friend. I was like, which brother, first of all?
Exactly.
And then he said that my friend just showed me this poster with the invite. And then he said, nikaona ni runda, nikaona mschana ni mrembo, nikasema lazima ni kuje. My dad was so
I would have also been vexed.
And then the whole time he's saying ati, Ati, you're very beautiful, Nyambura. Very, very beautiful. No, it sounds a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's even uncomfortable for me, and I'm not even your father.
Yeah, and I don't even know him, and he didn't come to say hi after. Like, he didn't introduce himself.
What?
My dad was sketchy. Like,
No, no. Even me, I'm saying no.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's crazy balls. That's crazy balls. Anyway, that's what made my dad upset, but he wasn't mad for too long because his daughter is a lawyer.
Exactly.
Actually, my dad said that I should have a law firm called Nyambura Kabira and Company Advocates.
That's so beautiful.
And he said I should write Kabira in caps.
Exactly. He was so mad. He was saying, we'll resolve this at home.
Yeah.
Why the Kabira is not in caps?
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
On my backdrop, it had been written Esquire Gladys Kabira. And then he said, and I don't know, I think we're going to talk about this when we get home. Because I want to know why the Kabira is not in capital letters.
Yeah. That's so beautiful. I was like, oh.
Oh my God, I felt so loved. I still feel loved. And guess what? There's still another graduation party to go. Let me tell you something. When I say I'm a spoiled little brat,
you that's are
exactly what the fuck I am.
And it's evidence. There's back proof. To back to back.
There's proof. There's proof.
You're telling us about Blue Martini.
Oh, and my parents bought me a Kindle. That means I can read any book I want in the world. And that concept was so exciting to my parents.
That's so
They're like, Nyambura, any book you can possibly think of in this world is here. I was like, oh my.
The person who gave you cake told you.
Oh, yeah, the person who gave me cake gave me a free pass for a book on my next
any
read.
Book.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I had the best time. So, on Friday night, we had the party, and then we went to Blue Martini.
Yeah.
I met a couple of fans who actually bought me shots.
Wow.
I only take shots of Jaeger, and even that I suffer.
Exactly.
I can't You're take shots. Suffering. My body is refusing.
Yeah. Me
but
too.
Have I accepted? No.
Do I Exactly. Want... Today I was telling you, your body is saying no. But you're just there. Let's do it.
Yeah. Utanipeleka wapi?
Ni old age.
Kai.
Old age is creepy.
I can't handle a shot. No, because me, I'm always asking myself, bro, how come everyone else can take a shot but me?
Like, I also can't take a dry shot.
You can't?
My body would...
Break you can't
down.
Take a dry shot.
No,
why?
I have to take, like, I have to put a chaser in my mouth and take it.
Oh.
Like, my body just can't take a dry shot.
At least you figured that out.
Yeah.
Because I can't helps. Do that chaser and then mini.
Your body will still refuse.
Bruh, I need to put, like, the ratio of water, of soda to shots that I drink is literally, like, a glass to two shots.
Jesus.
A glass of... Of
That's what you only do with a cocktails.
I like my cocktails. I like my cocktails. My whiskey-based cocktails. Because a gin-based cocktail will just knock me out. Not that I'll be drunk. I'll be sick.
No, like very sick. Mind you, she'll like very... Like the sick for... Let's go to hospital.
Yeah, like so like, sick.
Very.
Like I'm throwing my guts out all day type shit. Like I can't function.
You can't even put anything in your mouth.
I can't eat. Yeah, I can't really bad, do anything. Bad. It's, hey, I'm shaking. I look like problems.
Yeah. You, and nobody wants to look like problems.
Well, let me tell you something. You know, there was this one time.
Tell me.
When I lived in Kwetu in 2020.
Ah, yeah. I'd even forgotten. 2021.
Yeah, can you believe? Yeah.
Yeah, imagine. Can you believe?
Can you believe I lived
Crazy.
There?
That's Crazy.
So long ago. Because I've lived in two different places after that.
Yeah, but Kwetu was such a... Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. So... when I lived in Kwetu, I bought a half a Gilby's and a Fanta Orange.
That must be like 2000. I can't even remember the last time you put Gilby's in your mouth.
Gilby's can't be in my mouth.
Exactly. That's what I'm just thinking. That must be 2000.
Let me tell you something. Gilby's can never be in my presence. Gilby's can never be in my presence.
Oh my God.
And I'm not even playing games. Gilby's. Just can't see me eye to eye. I can't. I'm not.
Can't even sit down and have a conversation.
What are we talking about? You know, it burnt me so badly. Like, I got so burnt. Like, my esophagus and my gut, everything. I got so burnt.
Oh, my God.
The
I'm
next
sorry.
Day, I couldn't even eat food with salt. I had to eat plain rice. With no salt.
I'm so sorry.
And that's like the last time I drank Gilby's.
Ever. I think at one point, you just said...
But you know, in 2020, Gilby's was like my drink.
I'm telling you, that must be a while back.
I have videos of me taking dry shots of Gilby's.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so insane. I can never do that right now. Anyway, when we went to Blue Martini, we got Jaeger shots. We got bottles of Gordon's and...
Because that's Gordon's. Such a... Yeah, we only drank Gordon's.
Oh, okay, yeah. We got Gordon's. We got snack. We got a snack. What did I order?
You ordered a snack?
I ordered fries with the chicken and
cheese. Ooh, nice. Ooh. Cheesy, cheesy. Nice.
I got cheesy fries that I didn't even eat. Laura pulled up. She also was graduating. Congratulations to Laura.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
She's now nice. A financial... What's it called when you do finance?
You've done finance.
Analyst. Yeah.
That's so many so things done, to do with finance.
Yeah, you could do anything really. If yeah. Finance related.
Yeah.
Congratulations to her. My mom was very excited for her as well. So on Friday, we went to Blue Martini. I was behaving. Good girl.
You've been behaving this whole weekend.
I've been behaving.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
It's unlike you, but...
Why? How is it unlike
it's,
me?
It's like you. I'm joking.
I always behave, guys. Yeah. Don't listen to
this. This was just so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. It was too good. So, what's his face? On Friday, I didn't hang out with a man. I did not have any man.
Oh. Yeah. But you had money and you had a good time.
I did have money.
Exactly.
I had money.
Nice.
I was like, hey, waiter, shuffle this table.
Everybody in the club, ni graduation na kila mtu bwana.
Kila mtu ni graduation yake bwana. So that was on Friday. Then on Saturday, we went to Cavalli. Mind you, also, after I left Blue Martini, you know, I went to Cavalli.
The same.
It was so full.
For real, on Friday?
Yeah, so that's why I got home at like 5 a.m. at my mother's house. Went to my parents' house at 5 a.m. Mind you, I had another graduation on that day, like on Saturday.
You were so tired. My time was calling you at 7. You're like, oh, I'm sleepy.
I wasn't functioning. I got home at 5 a.m. And when I went to Cavalli, I think I only had a beer or two. Like, I just had some ciders. And then I go to my Instagram to check Cavalli's menu so I can buy a cocktail.
Yeah.
I find this hoes follow me.
Why would you make me look like an alcoholic?
Why am I your content? This is the content you like?
Exactly. They're like, follow. Follow this one.
That was so insane to me. But that happened, and then the next day I came back home at 5 a.m. slept. Let me tell you something.
Tell me.
I got home at 5 a.m.
Ouch!
Nime you and yo. It's a mosquito.
Ouch! Guy.
Sorry, baby. I'm just caring.
It's okay.
For you.
Thanks.
When I got home at 5 a.m. At around 6 a.m. I wake up, my cat is hissing. And I got so scared. Like, I just jumped. And I was in bed sleeping. I jumped.
You are ready. Your baby is in pain. You're
know that
ready.
I was so ready.
Oh my God.
I was like, bitch, I was born ready.
Oh my God.
Oh, I wish a bitch would. I wish a
you
bitch
are ready.
Would.
Oh,
you want to get fucked up. Bitch, you wanna get fucked up. Guess what? There was a black cat under my bed all night.
Wait, I didn't know you have a black cat.
I don't. It's a stray cat.
That's scary.
And yeah.
How did it get in?
I think through the window.
Oh gosh.
Gosh. So when I wake up at 6 a.m. I'm like, Sheshi. My cat's name is Wangeshi. So I say, Sheshi. Then I see the black cat. I say, hey.
Uko ni wapi? Uko, nduru. Uko mayo.
Wewe si. 6 a.m. bro. I can barely see. I'm so drunk. I can't see. But let me tell you something. I got out of bed. I said, this looks like a problem. For an adult.
For somebody else. Not me.
Not me.
You're a
child. I just said, Mom. I just went to hide in my shower.
Until an adult came.
Yeah. I said, bro, protect me.
Exactly.
Anyway, so I was really thinking about that. And I was like, I know black cats are not bad luck or anything, but yeah. What does that even mean? Like, in my head, I was just, you know.
It was a stray cat. If it would have been yours, the story would have been different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I Googled, what does it mean to have a black cat under your bed?
Mm-hmm. Guy on Google.
Yeah. Of course, babe.
That's a scary place. Yeah. It will tell you, hey, what did it tell you? Exactly.
No, it said cats are protectors.
Oh.
And they keep away evil. Yeah.
Oh, black cat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Black cat under your bed. That's exactly what that means.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was like,
that's beautiful. I thought the internet will just give you something.
Yeah, I thought they'd give me so much of that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But like, they actually said it means that I was being protected. And you know, sometimes when something good is going for you and you've already put it out there, not everyone's going to be happy for you.
Exactly.
Especially people who are just malicious, you know?
Yeah.
So I felt so protected. I'm not going to lie. That was like
beautiful.
A low-key highlight for me. Like Googling and finding the...
Yeah, this is a good... Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, Googling and just finding that out was so wholesome for me yesterday.
Let me tell you guys. Hey, Nyambura showed up and showed up. Let me tell you, the outfits Nyambura had for the 2 days.
Babe.
Hey.
You know, I didn't have an outfit until Thursday night. Like, I slept on Friday. I'd never tried out. You see how I was dressing?
Yeah.
I'd never worn that.
So, on Friday, you just woke up and wore it?
Yeah.
I just hoped for the best.
Yeah. Because I had bought pants. Yeah. But then I was like, this is so casual. This is, like, not... There's no eat factor.
Exactly.
It's not giving graduation.
You said it's not giving? Let me tell you, every single time I say it's not giving, Nyambura wants to throw me outside.
Baby,
it was not giving.
Mm-hmm. People stopped saying it's giving.
Exactly what you just said.
But I've said it once in this
video. I also stopped saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, touché. For real, I haven't had you say.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, so what was I saying?
So Friday morning, now you're getting the outfit.
Yeah, I'm waking up. Yeah. Mind you, I'm panicking because I knew the skirt suit. It was actually a skirt suit.
Mm-hmm.
It had a coat and everything. I wanted a short skirt suit. Like, I wanted to be scandalously short.
Yeah.
And I want the coat to be slightly longer than longer. The skirt.
Ah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that was the idea.
Yeah.
What did this fundi do? She made me a
very
skirt
long
suit
skirt.
That made me look like... Hey, let me not even start. I didn't even start from the beginning. There was another fundi who had paid.
Guy, imagine.
I had ordered something different. I was going to get a coat with really dramatic arms. Like, so long, like such long arms, they'd reach my ankles. Like, it was such a beautiful concept that I had.
Yeah.
Tell me why on Thursday at 2 p.m. is when she's calling me to tell me she doesn't think she's going to make it. After she said, is the door locked?
I hope not.
Is Vanessa has kujan. Vanessa! So, she calls me, she tells me that we're not all coming.
Let me entertain you guys.
Yeah.
As she gets back.
Lie to my bitches.
I will not lie, I promise. Let me tell you. I hope your 2023 was amazing. If it wasn't, we try again 2024. I don't know if you have any goals for the new year. Yeah, and I'm just excited and I love it so much. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy your Christmas. You feel loved, surrounded by good vibes. Yeah, that's my wish.
Ame wadanganya nini udingo? Udingo na wadanganya nini? Where was I?
Outfit.
Yo.
Yeah. So Thursday 2 p.m.
You know, Glow was here. Mm-hmm. I just na chiririzika.
Chiririka. Chiriri. Ina chiriri.
Machozi.
Ya na chiririka ti chiriri. Wewe. Chiririka. Chiriri ni nini? What's that? Tiririka tiriri.
Dondondo.
You know that's what's Dali. That? Well, lie. There's nothing like that.
You think I'm guessing?
Of course you are.
My dad is a Kiswahili professor.
But when you say chiriri.
Machozi yanatiririka chiriri.
Gai. Tiririka tiririka.
Machozi yangu ilikuwa inatiririka too by themselves.
Hata hujatafuta.
I was so mad. I texted my mom and I told her cancel the graduation. I'm not coming.
No.
Then she said, Gladys, don't let anyone bring gloom to your
day.
To your day, yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't let anyone grab your inheritance. This is yours and we're going to have a good time. My mom was like, let's meet. We go and I buy your dress.
Nice. Me, I'd even suggest to you, just wear the gown. Just don't open it. Just stay.
I just wear
nobody, the gown. Nobody will question.
Did I have shoes? No.
Okay.
I didn't have shoes. That on Thursday night is when I'm going on Instagram to ask, where can I get these shoes?
Can I get them right now?
Then I ordered. Those guys were taking so long to respond.
Yeah.
Still, they haven't responded to my Instagram. I had to
till now.
Them. I had to call them like I'm to Adeni. You know, I'm to Adeni. You know those guys.
Exactly. Back to back. Sai, what could deliver
I had to tell them, brah, I'm paying here. Remember? Can I get them now and can I get them soon? And they were like, hey, okay, hey. It's on its way.
Yeah.
I said, okay, good. So the shoes came and I wore them and I was like, oh, this is it.
Nice.
And then I'd bought socks at Mr. Price.
Yeah.
No, actually.
A while back.
At LCY Kikino. I went shopping with Vanessa like last week.
Yeah.
So I bought that blue blouse, the silk blouse. Yeah. But did I know what I was going to wear with it?
No.
No. I bought some Vivo pants. I bought some white Vivo pants and some black Vivo pants.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, one of these has to go.
Yeah.
Then I didn't like how they sat around my stomach.
The one that's giving. There's something.
There's something that's just not, you know.
No,
So I was like, okay, fine. What can we do now? We have like no choice.
Yeah.
We have to do the pants.
Yeah.
That fundi who I had asked to make for me the dress and cancelled.
Yeah.
There was another fundi, my mom's fundi.
Yeah.
I sent her measurements on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then told her that the outfit was for Friday. So if she could hurry up a bit.
Yeah.
I went on Thursday night to Kariobangi South.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had to Kariobangi
South Market.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just me driving. Just me and my little drive. Do people not understand I'm just a girl? Where am
you
I going?
Are.
Bruh. So I get to Kariobangi South. This skirt is mad long. And I'd said I want a risky skirt. So she cut it a bit. I said, okay, fine. She cut it. I didn't try it on. We went home. The next morning, I'm waking up. I'm dressing it. I'm wearing it. I'm like, mom, this skirt is too long. She's like, no, it's fine. I said, no. It's too long.
No.
And we're going to the tailor's right now.
Baby girl wants, baby girl
gets. Baby girl wants, baby girl gets.
Exactly.
I was like, I'm not showing up like this. I look like a mother of three.
Yeah, but you have children from Uganda.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, yo, I'm not going anywhere.
No.
I'm going nowhere. You're going to have
mind this. You, this whole time, the graduation has started.
Yeah.
What is that gallivanting?
I'm in Juja. Graduation imeanza na niko Juja na mamangu tuna gallivant.
Okay.
So I get there, they cut my skirt. And then the fundi was trying to like sneakily keep it a bit long. Because you know that friend is my mom.
Oh.
And she's trying to uphold the church. I said, no, fold like this. Fold. Hold it with vigor.
Exactly. Cut it.
Look.
Cut it.
Cut that thing right now. Cut it right now. So she cut it. Me and my parents went to the village. To the village square. To the...
Guy. Umeita. World class university. You could be prosecuted for this.
They could actually prosecute me.
Yeah.
But
we didn't mention the name. So that's World Class University of USA. Maybe.
Hakuna kitu kama hiyo. Na vitu za graduation square zilikuwa za chuma. Yeah. Anyway, so I had my name Kabira.
Ooh.
It said. Let me get it. It said.
You didn't even have like a form or something.
A form? What? Like a like a booklet.
Yeah.
We did. But it's online. I have the online one.
Oh.
What's it called? Graduation list. list. I want to read exactly how it said.
Yeah.
It says, you know?
Yes.
Pass lists. Oh, in it was pass list. I'm in here. Pass list.
It said, the following candidates have satisfied the faculty committee of examiners in the year 4 examinations for the degree of Bachelor of Laws and are therefore recommended for the award of the degree of Bachelor of Laws.
That's so beautiful.
Kabira.
Oh.
I'm so happy.
That's just so joyous. Oh my gosh.
And I like how people around me are genuinely happy because I've suffered. Yeah,
for real.
I done cried.
You done cried 2 days before this list came out. Yo,
I didn't even know I was on the list.
Exactly.
I'm still pestering the lek. I called the lek on a Monday. She said, Nyambura, why are you calling my phone? I said, I just wanted to remind you. She said, you are on the list on Friday. I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Muna ni yelia. Muna ni
scream. Yeah, to graduate. Anyway, thanks. Let me tell you something. One of the lecturers of one of the exams that I needed marked, lecturer alikuwa Namibia. I had to ask someone. Hey, we had to summon our chief. I really suffered, bro. Mind you, that's an exam I did last year.
Ima.
Hey. Let me tell
world
you.
Class.
World class indeed. No matter how Namibia.
No matter. World class. The world.
Our time was hard though. I'm so grateful. I'm so happy. My mom blessed my degree.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I have that backing. My parents really blessed my degree, blessed what I'm going to be. My mom said, I pray that you'll never be an academic beggar.
Exactly.
You'll forever have money. Forever have clients. And then she said she bought me a Kindle, so she had all the books. But then she's also they've it's because my mom is the one who's talking, so I'm saying she but they bought me a pen
so I
can write justice and bring liberation to people that deserve it.
Oh wow, that's so beautiful.
I felt so, oh my god, my tears, man. I was just crying blood, man. I was just so obsessed. Anyway, Stacey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming.
You're so welcome.
I had so much fun.
I will never have missed it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And seeing you there with Ero just made me so happy.
Like we were just... Gosh, we're so
you
happy.
You guys are my sisters.
Yeah. For life.
For life.
You said family, count us in. Friends, we are there.
Bado.
Kabisa.
Yo. Although nimeambiwa na kufunza bad manners.
Next time.
See this time. Next time.
Next time.
Anyway, Vanessa, do you want to say hi?
Yes, hi.
What's your name?
My name is Nyambura Wakili. My name is Wakili.
Okay.
Yes.
To me, accept.
Yes.
I've been telling them about.
Your name is Bio.
My name is Bio.
Bio should be your name.
Me, I'm Bio. Why am I Bio and I'm not the one who ever starts shit? Have you ever seen me start
exactly,
shit?
Exactly, no.
Can I say what you told today in the morning?
Oh, okay. Not too much on me.
It's a beautiful relationship, Nyambura.
Yeah.
She sits like this and then she's like, which one should I attack? Picky punky.
One of you is gonna catch a stray.
Someone
here
gonna suffer.
Anyway, I was just thanking you for coming. Thanking you guys.
So you're so welcome, darling.
I love both of you so much.
Now we can catch a case.
I love you so much.
Now we can catch a case.
Yeah, now we can catch a case.
You've been catching it, but let's
proceed. Let me call my lawyer.
Now we don't want to kill your name. Let's proceed.
Instead, I've been catching cases anyway.
So anyway, let's proceed now. Killing him.
No,
I was telling you today they have never taken you anywhere, but now they can't even.
They can't. No, they will try.
They've never taken me anywhere.
They've never done it. But now,
really can't take.
Yeah, exactly. Even if they were, in fact, don't even ever think about it because don't have try. Thoughts.
Forget about it.
Hey,
don't even.
Done and dusted.
Done and fucking dusted.
You're going nowhere.
You missed your chance.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Try. harder next time.
Don't be starting, don't even try, lala, sleep, rest, just close your eyes, don't ever open your eyes, you don't deserve it, just be commenting, start with hey wakili.
I love it. You know, everyone's now addressing me like that.
Yes.
I'm obsessed.
That's what your dad said. So that's what your dad said.
Yeah.
My dad said wakili.
Wakili.
Yes.
Nyambura.
Yes.
Exactly. It's wakili for you.
He even pointed. He was like, Esquire.
Yes. And he said, why is the Kabira not in capital letters?
We'll talk about that at home.
Oh my days, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the podcast.
May you introduce?
Yeah, no, oh, no. Say. Oh, hi.
This is an intimate podcast.
Oh, naitwa Vanessa Aika. She's an actress.
I'm an actress.
She's a bad bitch. Let me tell you. She's a bad bitch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Baddie.
Go check her out on Instagram.
That's
her
username. I'm seeing you try na kwambia.
Plus, contracts. It's a contract. You have to show your boobs everywhere.
I wear.
Yes, everywhere.
Say me, excuse me. Apana.
Bill Wakili. Wakili.
Anyway, you guys, we've been saying bye forever.
Bye.
Thank you so much for coming, Stacey.
You're so welcome. I'll be back.
You'll be back. We'll be back with another one. Vanessa, you should come again.
Yes.
Okay, guys. Bye. Wakili signing out. Wakili XOXO.
Esquire.